For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Farm Assistant Jenilee. And March 11th through the 17th is National Groundwater Awareness Week. Recently, I was able to chat with Kevin Klink, Senior Manager of the Great Plains Division of Laboratory Operations for Ag Source Laboratories based in Lincoln, Nebraska. We chatted about the importance of testing water for use in agriculture.
Yeah, it's really important because as you move across the country or even from county to county or just small location to location, water can change. Wells are different depths that can hit different layers of groundwater and affect the nutrient content of that water sample. And so the other thing that we're really interested in is monitoring the salts, as well as other things that can be harmful when irrigated, such as bicarbonates, sodium chloride, and really the sodium absorption ratio.
Why is it so important to test those specific items?
Sure. So especially with salts, as we irrigate with water that's high in salt, the water will infiltrate and leach through the soil, or some of it may evaporate, but the salts do not. They just build up and continue to layer in that soil, especially if you're irrigating on a soil that is a high clay content or has a layer already in it of compaction or other layers. The salts will build up and continue to raise as years go on and on. So the other thing is as they'll change, we've seen water wells change dramatically from fall to spring and even into summer. So kind of getting that baseline of when you're using your irrigation water the most is really when I recommend people testing that. When we're looking at like sodium absorption ratio, that's looking at, let's say you do, every water has salt. The sodium absorption ratio is really looking at that ratio of sodium to calcium and magnesium. And if you have a high salt water and it's a low sodium absorption ratio, that can be okay because we're not focused we don't have high levels of sodium. We just have high levels of calcium or magnesium.
How do our agriculturalists go about testing their well water before irrigation?
Sure. Ideally, you would want to test again while you're using the water. I don't like it when people just start their wells up for the first time that year and take a sample, because we can have some stale water that's in that well column. And so if we're using it preferably for several days, then we can get a good representative sample. And you'll want to take it right at the source, right at the well. If you're, some people are using holding ponds, you're still going to want to take it at the well or really at either the sprinkler head or the drip line or the pivot or the pipe, whatever they may be using.
Say they test these wells and they find some high levels of salt or some of the other elements you spoke of. What do they do to kind of correct those problems so that they can better farm with that water?
Sometimes it may even mean finding a new irrigation source. There are water treatment pieces of equipment that can change the makeup of that water. There's other things. People use their water and they supplement the soil, so they may come up with a soil conditioner to combat those the high salts in that water.
What's your advice for those who are going about and doing these testing during this awareness week or just in general before we really get started into the planting season?
Yeah, just, I encourage people to reach out to the laboratory. We have a pretty good website with directions on how to take a sample and how to interpret the results. And also we have agronomists on staff that are equipped to go over your water report with you. And really go into detail on what's good and what's bad within that report.
That was Kevin Klink, Senior Manager of the Great Plains Division of Laboratory Operations for Ag Source Laboratories based in Lincoln, Nebraska. He was talking about the importance of testing wells and groundwater for not only human use, but also on agriculture fields. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Farm Assistant Jenilee.